Good afternoon, and welcome to Kunza Radio main news broadcast at 17:35 hours. The headlines. In local news, 17-year-old broadcast. My name is Francis Moore. In local news, a 17-year-old girl of Mulenga compound in Kitwe has drowned after being swept away by strong rainwater currents. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yui has confirmed the incident in a statement, stating that the victim drowned in a concrete drainage channel that was heavily flooded with rainwater flowing into Metnet stream and eventually into the Kafue River. Yui explained that preliminary investigations indicate that on the fateful day, the girl was in the company of two friends chatting by the roadside during a heavy downpour. He noted that before the rain subsided, the victim decided to head home and attempted to jump across the drainage. But in the process, she slipped and fell into the drainage, where she was swept away by the strong water current into Matamate stream. Yui said the incident occurred on December 18, 2025, at around 22 hours, and was reported to Mulenga Police Post on December 19 at approximately 21:50 hours by the victim's mother. He says that upon receiving the report, police officers in a joint operation with the Public Health Department and the Fire Brigade conducted a physical search around Matamate stream, which flows into the Kafue River, but the efforts were unsuccessful. Yui adds that the search for the body is ongoing and an inquiry file has been opened as investigations into the matter continue. Health Minister Dr. Elijah Muchima has announced that the importation of medicines that are locally produced will no longer be allowed. Speaking at the Zambia Medical Association annual ball and awards dinner held in Lusaka last night, Dr. Muchima says the decision is intended to strengthen local pharmaceutical manufacturing. Dr. Muchima explains that creating a stable local market will allow manufacturers to expand production capacity, improve quality, and enhance national health security. He added that the government remains committed to supporting local manufacturers as part of broader efforts to promote sustainability in the health sector. More than 500 artisanal miners have graduated from the third cohort of the National Training Program and received official mining licenses, marking a significant move towards a more organized and sustainable mining sector in Zambia. The intensive 20-day program attracted participants from more than 300 cooperatives across 9 provinces and equipped miners with essential skills in safe, legal, and environmentally responsible mining practices. Speaking at the graduation ceremony in Mpika, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuse says the occasion represents a major milestone in the government's efforts to uplift small-scale miners. Kabuse says the program demonstrates the government's drive to transform artisanal mining from an informal activity into a structured and safe contributor to national development. He urged the newly licensed miners to safeguard their formal status and warned them against trading their hard-earned licenses for short-term benefits. Meanwhile, Muchinga Province Minister Njabwa Simutowe spoke on the program's impact at local level, particularly in the gold-rich areas of Kanyelele and Kamabwe. Simutowe acknowledged previous challenges in the sector, but described the training as an important step towards improved regulation and productivity. Still in local news, the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has called on business communities across the country to support the communities in which they operate. NAPSA Livingstone Acting Manager Eric Mukupa says such initiatives promote corporate social responsibility and support the government's efforts towards national development. Mukupa was speaking when he led a team from the organization to donate assorted items including food, medical supplies, cleaning materials, toiletries, and bedding, valued at 36,000 kwacha to St. Joseph's Hospice under the Livingstone Diocese. The government says strengthening police infrastructure and providing essential equipment are vital to improving security at community level. Lusaka Province Minister Chiao Muliata says safer communities support development, attract investment, and promote peaceful coexistence among residents. The minister says the government remains committed to strengthening law enforcement by supporting the Zambia Police to build and expand security infrastructure through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, across the country. Muliata was speaking during a commissioning of a newly constructed police force in Lusaka's Chunga area. The minister noted that the project demonstrates the government's determination to ensure communities are protected, supported, and able to live in a peaceful environment. Finally, in local news, Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma says the government expects the Zambia National Service ZNS to further scale up agricultural output, deepen mechanization and irrigation, and diversify into high-value crops, livestock, and aquaculture. Speaking in Lusaka last night at the 2025 ZNS Senior Officers Annual Ball, Lufuma highlighted the service's crucial role in national development and food security, stating that the government is counting on ZNS to achieve the set 10 million tons of maize, 1 million tons of soybeans, and 1 million tons of wheat by 2027. He says the vision of the new Dawn government is to build a ZNS that must continue to transition from being a large-scale producer to being a model of agro-industrial excellence in the region. The minister also emphasized the expansion of the voluntary national service training program, which is currently ongoing in 3 provinces, aiming to transform the youth into job creators and equip them with practical skills. And Zambia National Service Commander, Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi, said the year 2025 has been a year of tangible results, with the service putting crop a total of 2,777 hectares of field crops under both winter and summer cropping. Lieutenant General Solochi highlighted achievements in agriculture, including 7,794.6 metric tons of maize produced for national food security and 2,872 metric tons of wheat sold competitively. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Enough of wrapping socks and ties? This festive season, why not give the gift that really lights up faces? Head over to Fast Mobile, your one-stop festive shop for gadgets and gear that say, ho, 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 ho. Connect your loved ones with the latest iPhones, Samsungs, and Google Pixel phones. Gift someone a Blackview or Samsung tablet or simply an iPad, because streaming holiday movies on the go is basically a tradition. And what's a celebration without the perfect sound? Turn up the joy with a JBL Bluetooth speaker or bring the music closer with sleek Bluetooth headphones and earphones. Looking for something to capture the holiday magic? We've got you covered with Canon, Sony, and Nikon cameras, because memories are best kept in high definition. From stylish smartwatches, laptop bags, and travel bags to power banks for those long trips, our bobbing machines and cordless clippers make sure you are picture perfect for every selfie. So this festive season, come to Fast Mobile, because your perfect gift is just waiting to be wrapped. Find us on Freedom Way at shop number A75, Chiparamba Road, shop number 06, and East Park Mall, store number 113C. Fast Mobile, for today's best technology.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.